Ezra Hashem, Daf Ches, Mesachas Yuma. We were in the middle of discussing the drushes, the machlikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, about whether the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing the tzitz for it to be meratza on karbonos that were brought by Tuma. And we are going to start four lines down on Ches Amud Aleph. So Rabbi Shimon darshened previously. Rabbi Yehuda darshened the pasuk Tamid to tell us that you shouldn't be mesir das from the tzitz, the tzitz. And we learned the Kabbal Chomer from there to tefillin. So we need to see how each of them is going to use the other one's pesukim. So Zukti Gemara, Ulu Reb Shimon da'amar Tamid Meratza, even if he's not wearing it, v'ha ksiv al metzach v'nasa. Pasuk also says that it's on his forehead and it will take care of the Avon HaKadshim. Ha'hu k'vala melk m'huda asa. What does he do with that pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda says he has to be wearing it? So the Gemara, that's coming to teach us that it goes on his forehead. On Metzach, where does it go? On the forehead. And that's where it's Nasa. But he doesn't actually have to be wearing it. Rabbi Yehuda, l'k'voya l'bloi makoim minale. How does Rabbi Yehuda know where it's supposed to go? Nafkalei me al metzchay. The pasuk at the end says al metzchay. So you have metzach, al metzach, and al metzchay. So Rabbi Shimon nami tepiklei me al metzchay. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn it out from the end of the pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda? And Chanami, taka does. Ela al metzchay v'nasa my avidlei. What does he do with the first al metzach? It's probably supposed to say al metzach. V'nasa my avidlei. Amelcha roi le metzach meratze she'in roi le metzach in meratze. If it's able to be on his forehead, it's meratzah. If it's not able to be on his forehead, it's not meratzah. Lafuke nishbar tzitz, to the exclusion of where it was broken, deloy meratzah. So even though if it's intact, he doesn't have to be wearing it, but if he's not able to wear it, that's going to be a problem. Ul Rabbi Yehuda nishbar tzitz minale. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that if nishbar tzitz, it's not meratzah? I don't really understand that because he holds that you have to be wearing it. Right. That question has been noted. Nafgale metzach metzchay. So he learns it out from it. Could have said metzach, and it says metzchay. Reb Shimon metzach metzchay le'mashmalib. Reb Shimon doesn't darshan the word like that. So mele, he doesn't have that drasha, and everything else is going to be have to be adjusted. And the drasha is like that, and it comes out that he also doesn't have to be wearing it. Fine. Le'ma, hani tanai ka hani tanai. Let's say that these tanayim are arguing in the same machlekes as these tanayim. Who are these other tanaim? D'tanya echad zeh ve'echad zeh mazon av kol shiva mikol chata shayisham. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Both the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen Osefes Apara get sprayed with the mechatas the entire week, all 7 days, we'll see, from every one of the paradumas, parais adumais, shayisham, that was in the mikdash. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Ein Mazon Alav Ela Shlishi Shvi'i Bilvad. Rabbi Yossi says they only get sprayed on 3 and 7, like a regular person becomes tameh, not every single day. And Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim Yomer, there's a distinction between the two of them. Kohen HaSeif is a par Mazon Alav Kol Shiva. The Kohen who does the par Duma gets sprayed every day. Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur Ein Mazon Alav Ela Shlishi Shvi'i. But the Kohen Gadol only gets sprayed on 3 and 7. My love, Bahakam Iflagi. So isn't the Machlekes like this? And therefore, we're going to have to be mishtadel to be metayer him and to make sure that he gets sprayed on 3 and 7, whatever that was. We're going to do every day. And therefore, we only have to do 3 and 7. Frekti Gemara, why bother? Vitizbra, Isav Reb Yosi heter hi betzibar. If Reb Yosi holds tumah hotcha betzibar, I don't even need spritzing. Hazal klal lonely. Why do I need to do that at all? So before we see the answer, Rashi says, Echad zev, echad zev, Yom Kippur, Mekpara, Shlishi and Shvi, the Prisha. What's 3 and 7? 3 and 7 of their Prisha. Kayin HaSarif, Chuli L'kamei Farsh, Taimei. Then we wanted to say the Machlekes was the Rimeir Sabar, Duchuyi Hi Betzibor, Be'inan Tahara Mal Yasa. You need a real Tahara. V'hazab is mana, and you have to be spritzed in the right time. V'chol Yoyme Iklis Vukei, Shema Hayom, Yom Shlishi, Hula Tumasai. Every day, day 1, might be the 3rd day from when he became Tameh. B'shosh Rishonim. So the 1, 2, and 3 are going to be for Anford like that. And the last 3, 5, 6, 7, B'shosh Acharonim, Kol Yom V'Yoma, Ikhlas Bukhe, Misveke, Shushvi. We have a suffix that it might be day 7. And you're going to ask me about day 4, and the Gemara's going to talk about that on our base, which we'll see Bez Hashem. Rabbi Yossi is over Hetter Yibitzibar. Rabbi Yossi argues and he says to Mahotri Yibitzibar, Dele Machriba El Amayla Ba'alma, it's only a Amayla Ba'alma, it's a Chumrah, that we're even doing it B'chlal. Rashi says the Alfinim Mluim, that's complicated. So Zokti Gemara, so if Rabbi Yossi holds Tumot Yibitzibar, I don't even need that at all. So the Gemara, El Kuli Alma Hani Tanai Sabri Tuma Duchu Yibitzibar. So really, all these Tanaim hold Tuma Duchu Yibitzibar. So it's B'diyevet that they're doing B'tuma. So therefore, you need the Hazal. B'hacha B'hacha Kamefli. So Machlekes is Hazai. Remeir says, I mean, until it was Mana Mitzvah. Remeir says that it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah when somebody has an obligation to be tahar bismana, meaning right away. So therefore, we should be concerned that every day is the day that he needs to start spraying. Rabbi Yossi says, whenever you get around to it, that's fine. So whenever we get around to it, the Hainu on 3 and 7, that's fine. Rashi says, Tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. Hazav v'chal lamalei was in the previous Gemara, B'tayros, Shlishi, and Shvi, I don't remember if we read that. Tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah, Dichsev, the Pasuk says, by Paraduma, v'chadu b'yam ha-shvi, v'chibes b'gadav, v'rachatz. On the seventh day, he'll have his chidoy. And then he will clean his garments, meaning tie them, and go to the mikvah. So it says the seventh day, Loi bazet l'lamed al tvila. It's coming to teach us that the tvila should be yamashvi. He has to tell you on the seventh day, v'azanami. At this point we're saying, when it comes to hazah as well, makshina l'tvila, we make a hekesh from tvila and hazah. Liyos mitzvah bizmana, to say that you got to do it on the right day. The seventh day of tumah, 3 and 7, as opposed to whenever you want to start that process. Hilkach kol yoyma mazinon aleh. They're going to spritz him every day. Shema hayoyim zmano, because today might be 3 and today might be 7, depending on which day you're holding. Lo yamin et yilu bezmano mitzvah. Vay v'chadu darshin. So what do you do with that pasuk then? Darshin aleh mesechus kedushin peri gimel.
Are you reading Rashi?
Yeah.
I don't think we got to Rashi.
I'm pretty sure we did. Remeir savar. B'hachum hachum levi. Remeir savar minan tefillah bezmano mitzvah. Remeir says not. Frek the Gemara can't be. Of course he holds Tefillah Zman HaMitzvah. We see from this Braisa. But Tanya, you learned in a Braisa, Hari Shahai Hashem Kasav Al Basar. If somebody has the Shem Hashem written on his skin, obviously in a way that it would get erased if he would wash it. Hari Zeh Lo Yichatz Lo Yasach Lo Yav B'Malkim HaTinoifes. He can't wash, he can't shmir, anoint himself. And he can't stand in a place where it is dirty because of Chirchas Vayamachanach HaKadosh. You can't, Liyurcha Erbas Dovar, you can't have Hashem's name in a dirty place. Nizdanu et Tzvila Shal Mitzvah, if he has a Tzvila Shal Mitzvah to do, Karech Alav Gemi, so take a piece of vegetation and cover it with that, V'tayvel, and go to Mikvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, obviously, that's going to be Menea from being erased, but it's not going to be a chatzitz or anything. Rabbi Yossi says, Yeri v'toyevel kadarka, he can go to the mikvah regular. Ubuvad shalei shavshish, just don't try to scrape off that name. V'kaimelon, and we explain, the Gurin Shabbos tells us, the b'tfilah b'zmanah mitzvah k'mifalki, the machlekes over there is whether tfilah b'zmanah is a mitzvah. Tanakama saver loyevim tunin tfilah b'zmanah mitzvah. And Rabbi Yossi says it is, and that's why you just go for it. So Norvas, let's see Rashi actually. Rashi says, "Lo yirchatz sheloi yimchakenu." You don't erase Hashem's name. Va'azhar lemeichakas Hashem is from va'avadtem es shemam. V'samechle after it says you should destroy the names of Adazar le'sasen kila Hashem lokeichem. The Gemara in Makos tells us, "Tefillah shal mitzvah, tefillah tahara sheitilo kasev alav." What tefillah shal mitzvah? You have to become tahar for something. Karech alav gemi lahagin alav. Mipnei Bach says Chizik Shatef Maim. We don't want the water to erase it. But Kaimelon and the Gemara says in Shabbos the Betulah Bezman Mitzvah. Please, Rabbi Yossi, Saver Mitzvah. Rabbi says if you gotta go to the mikvah, you gotta go today. Hilkach Dilma Loy Mishkach Gemi. We're worried. Why would we just let him go in? because worried he's not going to find a gemi. Ve'yisha tefila to the yom acher, and he's going to push off his tefila and be mevatel mitzvah tefila v'zman. So zok the Gemara, Ella, the kulei alma lahani tanai. All of these tanaim over here, amrina and tefila v'zman mitzvah. Rebbe Rabbi Yosi, everybody holds tefila v'zman mitzvah. V'hachav v'hakam ifugi. Machlokes is azoy. Rebbe Meir saber makshina hazal tefila. When that pasuk in Parshas Chukas, it's in the parsha of the Chukas, the Paraduma, but in Parshas Chukas, when the Torah connects Hazal and Tvila, so we actually make that hekesh. Makshina Hazal Tvila. Rabbi Yisi Saver Loi Makshina Hazal Tvila. Rabbi Yisi says no, we don't make Hazal hekesh. So even though Tvila b'zman mitzvah, Hazal b'zman hazana mitzvah, and you could wait till 3 and 7. So fine. So Rashi says Loi Makshina Hazal b'zman alav mitzvahi. There's no mitzvah to do the spritzing of his mana. So I, the Torah says 3 and 7. V'chiksiv shlishi and shvi, shloyakti v'yishe bein hazal hazal. That means don't put the two spritzes closer together and don't separate them on 4 days. Alim hisha hazalsa, if you started, your quote-unquote day 3 was not day 3 from Tumah. Lazman ruba leslam ba, this time it holds no big deal. Excuse me. Right. So now to address the third sheet in the Braisa, Rabbi Chanina's kind of kohanim. So, what does he hold? Imakish hazal tefila. If he makes the hekesh from hazal tefila like Rabbi Meir, afilu koyim biyom kippurim nami. Everybody should need spritzing all day, every day. Ilay makish hazal tefila. And if he doesn't make the hekesh, why is the koyin a service apara? Get it every day. Afilu koyin a service apara nami la. You shouldn't need it every day. Just 3 and 7 and done. So the Gemara, look, loylam loy makish. Really, he doesn't make the hekesh. V'koyin a service apara is a maila ba'alma. Why he doesn't do it? So be'etzem, you could start whenever you want. You just need 3 and 7. And why is it that we're machmir by the kohen service of parah? It's a ma'ala ba'am, like we've been saying, that we overcompensate when it comes to the kohen who's doing the paraduma. So we're going to shritz him every day. It just is a chumr ba'ama. K'man azal ha'detaner abanan. Who's this b'risa going like? B'risa says like this: Ein bein kohen service as parah the kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. There's no difference in the prisha of the kohen, kohen who's doing the paraduma and the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, elish zeh prishasay lekedusha va'achiv hakohenim nagim by. The reason the kohen gadol is mafresh for 7 days before is alt kedusha, and the other kohenim can touch him because it's not because of tahara. V'zeh prishasay l'tahara v'inachiv hakohenim nagim by. And the kohen who serves a para is perished from everybody because of tahara, and therefore the other kohanim, his brethren, cannot touch him because, well, they might be tamei. So, Kiman, who's that going like? It's either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yechinin is going to kohanim, because it's going to Rabbi Yechinin is going to kohanim. There's a distinction between how much we spray them. Ha ikanami ha. There is another distinction. Tosis points out. There's other distinctions. Ein shum. Fine. Rashi says the shezef prishas lekedusha likanis lamachan eshchina. In order to enter Machan Shrina when he goes with Nile of Nim, lo yehei libo yizachalav, we don't want him to be haughty or to whatever about that. V'yei nivda mikol kalas rosh, we want to separate him from all frivolities. Shechala alav ema behavdalas min abrius, because when he's separated from everybody else, that will put him in the right mindset. Zepri shasal tahara. We separate him for tahara because we are makel to be metame him, so he should be a tzuyom when he does the avodas hapara. That's what we're machmir about the tahara. So no one else should touch him. It's another chumra that we do in that place. Fine. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanina has a question over here. Bishlam Arishin Shemeshlishi, Sheni Shemeshlishi, and Shlishi Shemeshlishi. I understand why we're spritzing him 1, 2, and 3, according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Chanina, is going to come by the Kohen Service of Parah. Well, he says the Malabah. Let's say it's in Rabbi Meir. I understand days 1, 2, and 3. We should be concerned that that is the third day from when he became Tameh. Chamishi Shemeshvi, Shishi Shemeshvi, and Shvi Shemeshvi. And the last 3 days, 5, 6, and 7, might be day 7 from the Tumah. So 1 and 5, 2 and 6, and 3 and 7 all line up. So I understand why we're spritzing him on those days. El Revi Lamali Hazakla. Why should we spritz him on day four? It's not a three, because if it was a three, then you'd need eight, and we don't do eight Yom Kippur. And it's not a seven, because then we would have to do day zero, and we don't do day zero. Frekta Gemara. So 1 second. So you're telling me Mazin al Kol Shiva? Why you don't spritz him on day? You shouldn't have to spritz him on day four. Frekta Gemara. Latameh. According to you, Hazal Kol Shiva Miyika. Is there any way spritzing all 7 days? But Kaimalan, we paskin that Hazal is a shvus ve'ina deiches haShabbos. That spritzing the paraduma on somebody is a shvus, and it's not deiches haShabbos. We don't do it on Shabbos. So whatever day during that week that Shabbos falls out, you're not doing it either. And by extension, if you're not doing it on a day that's Shabbos, so if that's, excuse me, that's one of the first 3 days, and you're not going to do it on the seventh day of that first 3 days, and vice versa, if 5, 6, and 7 are Shabbos, you're not going to do it on the three. We'll see that in Rashi. So, Elamayis l'chol ha-meimar, Shiva l'var mi-Shabbos, Hachanami Shiva l'var mi-Shabbos. So it's 7 without Shabbos, it's also 7 without 4. So there's at least 2 days where you're not spritzing him. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is for sure going to say that if you don't do a 3, you don't do a 7, and vice versa, in the other opinion. But let's see. Rashi says, "Vaykanami ha, shezem mazan of kol shiva, zem mazan of kol shiva." That should be a chilek. So the Brice is not like Rishi Rechanina. I'm sorry, Rechanina is kind of kahan. We spritz on the first day. So today might be day 3. Day 1 might be day 3 from when it became Tameh. Maybe a moment before the Prisha he became Tameh. Because if the first day of the Prisha was 3, then 5 is 7. Nimtu hachamishi shvi v'chin shishi and shvi. Ela revi amai mazinan ala. Why would we spritz him on 4? Loi b'shlishi yikusuke. You're not chayish that it's a 3. Dahamish yipirish loi nidma b'meis. Because he wasn't in b'meis when he was pirish. Loi b'shvi yikusuke. And it's not a 7 either. Shim hai shvi l'tumasai. Because if it was 7, harei yoyim echel evnei pirishasai. So again, if 4 is 3, then you should need 8, and if 4 is 7, then you should need 0. And spritzing somebody on a 7 without a 3 is garnished. So you got to have both. You need a 3 and a 7. They have to be 4 days apart. If you don't have one, then you don't have the other one. So there's no reason to do it. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hilkach Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim, Delo b'Didan Tayim Milsa, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which we don't have a choice when we have to be Mafreshim. His Prisha starts on Gimel Tishrei. El B'Kviyah D'Yarcha Tayim Milsa. It depends on when the calendar falls out. B'Tzlasa B'Tishrei B'Lafrushei. We're Mafreshim on Gimel Tishrei. Too bad. And that's going to come out, by the way, that if day 3 or day 7 falls out on Shabbos, which day 7 is not going to fall out on Shabbos because we'll push it off, but if day 3 falls out on Shabbos, then he's not going to get any Hazal. So he's like the Rambam. Because if we're not doing it on 3 out Shabbos, then we're not going to do it without 7 because the 7 without a 3 is garnished, like Rashi said. So there's a chitim set the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur will not get spritz with the Mechatas. But Aval Kohen service apart, when it comes to the Paraduma, the Bididon Talia Milsa, we can decide when to do the Paraduma. With Rashina Leb Revi B'Shabbos, we're going to start his Prisha on Wednesday. Ki Heichi Disram Revi Shaloi B'Shabbos. In order that day 4, when we're not spritzing him anyway, falls out on Shabbos, so we don't have to have 2, which is really 3 days that we're not spritzing him. Rashi says, "Debididan talya milsa." I'm sorry. Kol emas demisrami mefrashinali va'afal gadol have revi shalei b'Shabbos. even if four is not Shabbos, then it's going to mean that he's not having hazah on the 2 days. Again, it's three. If it's telling us where it's not a set time when to make the paraduma, just when the light goes on, that it's low. The misra'im revi shalei b'shabbos, or even not, they would probably do it if they had one, just in case. The misra'im revi shalei b'shabbos. We'll stack it so day four is on a Wednesday, so we don't have to miss any more than one day of hazah. Okay. The Lishkas Parhedrin. So where does the Kohen Gadol go for the week? To the Lishkas Parhedrin. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said like this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi Lishkas Parhedrin haisa? Was it really called the Lishkas Parhedrin? V'ha Lishkas Balvati haisa? It was called the Lishkas Balvati. What does that mean? Rashi says Parhedrin is Pikidei HaMelech, the people who were commanded by the king, his agents, whatever. Lishkas Balvati is Lashon Sarim. It's Lashon of a minister, of a chashuv person. Kachai Sanikrish Lishkas Sarim. It was the chamber of the princes, of the ministers. So why are we calling it Lishkas Parhedrin? So there's a big difference between a sar and a parhedrin. Ela betchila ha'ekarinu said Lishkas Balvati. They used to call it Lishkas Balvati. Mitoich shenoistin alav mamin l'kuhuna machlif v'naisakol shnei masar chaydesh. What happened was that they started in the Bayis Sheni period, they started paying for, pay to play, to be the Kohen Gadol. And every 12 months that position would become vacant due to death. Like a Parhedrin who gets replaced every 12 months. They replace the cabinet or whatever it is. That's what they started calling Lishkas Parhedrin. It used to be there was the ministers' chambers, but ministers don't get replaced every 12 months. These guys did, so they started calling it Lishkas Parhedrin. Rashi says, "Betchila kol yemei Shimon HaTzadik, Sharech Yamim, Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Kohen Gadol for a long time, which we'll see on the next Amud, Hayikarinu Lishkas Balvati." So he was like a minister. "Betchila shenayis emam lekuhuna, betchila shakayhani b'yasheni hayo emdin ayde mamun." Since the Kohanim and Bayis Sheni got their positions because of money, Shneis and Al Kohuna Gedela Malchei Beis Chashmonai, they used to pay the Malchei Beis Chashmonai for the position. Machliz v'noisa kol yeh Beis Chodesh, so they would get swapped out every 12 months. Kolaymer Shirishayim Hayu, they were wicked. V'loy Hayu Maitzin Shnoson, and they wouldn't last a year. U'mamidin Echad Achir Tachtov. And they would appoint someone else in their stead. So each one would knock down the previous one's lishka and build an even nicer one. That should be called on his name. So it changed every year. So it wasn't just the people that changed. It was also the structure changed. The room changed. They redecorated every year. So the king replaces the parhedrin every year, the pekidei hamelech. So they started referring to it like that. Okay, zokta gemara. Tanan Hasa, the Mishnah says, in demai hanachtoimim lechayvu oisen chachamim lahanfish al chumas ma'aseh v'chala. The bakers, when they buy their grain from the Ami Ha'aretz, were not trusted. When it comes to saying that the produce had trumas and maasos taken off of it, the chachamim were lenient to say that they only have to take trumas, maaser, and challah off of the thing, off of the bread, whatever they bought, before they sell it. Rashi says, "Anachtoim halokhim tvua me'am ha'aretz." They buy grain from the ame ha'aretz. Limkar pas l'shuk, to sell bread in the market. Lechayvu alein lahalos maaser sheni shel demai l'Yerushalayim. Chum didn't obligate them to bring the Maaser Sheni Shel Demai from Yerushalayim, because maybe maybe the Ami Haaretz didn't take off Maaser Sheni. All they have to do is Trumas Maaser, Shu Echad Mimea. They have to take a hundredth, which is a tenth of a tenth. But Chala Yitain the Kohen, and they give the Chala from it to a Kohen. You do need to designate it meiser. There's a whole procedure of how you do this. You do need to designate it meiser in order to take trumas meiser. So Meiri speaks out over here in Chulin, where the, this also shows up in different contexts, I believe. Yeah, the mission is not quoted over there. The Meiri explains what the process is. But they only have to give trumas meiser and challah. Aval shar kol adam hitilu elav laos meiser sheni shel demai l'Yerushalayim. When it comes to everybody else, they do have to take meiser sheni shel demai to Yerushalayim when they go up. Umeiser rishon meiser ani mafrishin oison, and meiser rishon meiser ani, they also have to be mafrish, but you don't have to do anything with it. Vein noisin, but you don't have to give it because we'll see on the next amud. Amayt semei chaver elav araya. Ubenachtoim chaver asking, we're talking about an achtoim, a baker who is somebody who is trusted on trumas and meisers. Since he's busy selling bread all day, that's his parnasa. They didn't burden him with the task of taking Meister Sheni off of this demai and either bringing it to Yerushalayim or being paid onto money and bringing it up. The Rambam paskins that the people who buy the bread from him are the ones who have to take Meister Sheni off of it alt demai, which is an interesting case. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky's medayek from a Rashi on the next Amud that he agrees with that. The other Rishonim, most of the other Rishonim also agree with that. The Rash, the Mishnah in Demai, speaks it out of Farish. But it's just, it doesn't mean that the Chachamim said that in this case you don't have to do anything with Ma'aser Sheni Shel Demai. It's just they didn't place the obligation on the baker. So I might as well. Tanya, I'm sorry. Yeah, Avot. So fine. Yeah, Bishlam and Truma Gedayla. They don't have to take up Truma Gedayla. Tanya, because we're in a Braitha, the famous Braitha about Demai in Saita. Lefisha Shalach B'chol Gvulei Yisrael. They sent out people to the entire territory of Klal Yisrael. V'rash Ein Ma'afish on Truma Gedayla. Bilvad. They knew everybody was Makbet on Truma Gedayla. Ma'aserisha Ma'aser Ani Nami Loi. They don't have to take off. They don't take off Meister Rishon Meister Ani because of Meister Mechavir Lavaraya. Meister Rishon Meister Ani Be'etzem Chulin. And if you want to come take from me, bring me a Raya that the Am Haaretz actually did not take off Meister Rishon Meister Ani, and then you can take it. Meister Mechavir Lavaraya. El Meister Sheni Nifrish Venisku Venechlinu B'Yushalayim. What's the big deal? Tell the Nachtoimim to tithe Meister Sheni from this Demai and bring it up, and they can eat it themselves in Yerushalayim, so it's not really a hafsid. So Amar Ula said, no, mitoch shepar hedrin, this is why this is here, because the pekidei ha-melech, halach oivtena samkhal yabez chedesh, v'oimim lahem mechra bazul, since the whole time that they're in office, they bother them, and they threaten them, and tell them to sell at a lower price, mechra bazul, le'atrochu rabbanu. They're not going to make a profit on what they're making. So the Chachamim said, don't worry about it. If I'm already down 10% of what I'm doing, because and these people are going to tell me not to raise the price in order to make a profit, then they're not going to make any money. So the Chachamim did not institute that they have to take care of the Meiser Sheni, rather the people who purchase it do. And my Parhedrin, what are these Parhedrin? Porsi. Rashi says those are the Pekidei HaMelech. Rashi says, "Lefisha Shach Yechin and Kohen Gadol Shigazer Al Demai." Kohen Gadol was the one who was Gazer Al Demai. We're going to see him again shortly, or tomorrow, or whenever we do the next Amud. Besoy de Perek Egloi Rufa. Mamayz Michavel Varaya Michi Afreshe VeAfke Mishum Teva. So once I'm Afreshet and Karashem, whatever, however far you have to go with Meisur Arisha and Meisur Ani of Teva of Demai, in Be'el Safik Gaz Levim. It's only a Safik. If I'm withholding or stealing from the Levim and the Aniyim, chutz mitrumas meitzer, except for the trumas meitzer, which you have to take, shebetoich meiser rishon, oisayit in the koyin, that you definitely have to give, sheyesh iser v'avon misa b'achilas, that's truma, if you eat it, you're up the creek, big time. Ululevi v'ani yoimer, so when it comes to Levi and the Ani, for meiser rishon, meiser Ani, yoimer tell him, have you, right, bring me a proof, shalai iser ha-ma'aret, shalai kachli minu, bring me a proof they didn't actually do it, and then you can take it. But until then, no. Nifishu v'nisku shar yesh by iser lo'y sucha lach b'shrecha. There is an iser to eat peiros of Ma'aser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, and this is still Tevel, so Yafrishu Kedei L'Sakein Tevloi. You should be Mafresh Ma'aser Sheni Shel Demai in order to be Masakin from its Tevel. Ha'el V'loi Palsi Be'emidi, I'm not losing anything because I'm going to eat it myself. Da'inu Navshayel Hadar Ka'achli Le'i Yerushalayim, they'll bring up to Yerushalayim. Be paid it, bring up the coins, no big deal. They're going anyway. So no, because the Pahadron Chayiv Dinoi Son and Achtayim Kol Yibes Chayiv, since they beat them up for 12 months, Mishan L'Shana Mimunim Mischadshim, they come up with excuses to try to take money from people, to tell them to sell cheap, and then they take money. So we can rely on the Iker Adin, like Rabbah says in Gemara Shabbos, that Rav Amei Haaretz Ma'asrihim, so we can be lenient. But like I said, Rashi did say earlier that you do need to be Ma'afesh Ma'asr Sheni from this stuff in order to be Masakin from its Tevel. And from there, that vice does that the people who are buying it are going to have to be misakin from the teva, just because of the financial considerations. We didn't make the nachtam do that. And as we said before, Porsi is pikidei hamelach, and Be'ez Hashem, next year we will do this amud again.